You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Friends, welcome to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends here on 1510 WWBC, 94.7, 99.9, and 100.7. This is Ellen O'Neill, the not Sita Begee, as usual. Sita's with some family today, so Allie Tamper and I are here running the show.
We can do it. We can do
we
it.
We can do it, absolutely.
We'll make sure that Sita knows we give her best shot.
That's right. And we had a fantastic weekend after our very stressful week here in Brevard County, of course, with our Hurricane Milton that was threatening us and, you know, unfortunately caused a lot of damage to a lot of folks around here. So our prayers are sent out to all of them as we get into our new week and a good, happy Monday and beautiful weather today. Oh, very, very beautiful weather today here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. So today we have two fantastic guests. We're very excited to talk to Katrina Shattuck. She's going to be with Bear Warriors. She'll be calling in. But in the studio today, we have Tom and Anita Unrath, right? With Hundred Acre Hollows. And that is a local community area here, really talking about conservation and education and things around this. So thank you, Tom and Anita, for being here with us today on the show.
Thank Very you. Welcome.
Yeah, it's good to see you. It's great to
good
see
to be
you.
Here.
Yep. So while we wait for Katrina to call in, I hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. I know that I did. We had our, of course, I have a band as well, so we were out in the community quite a bit. I just want to draw everybody's attention to the fact that we have so many farms and local businesses around here that are doing so many wonderful things, like the fall festivals that are going on around town, petting zoos, and really, I think it seems like lately, and maybe it's just because I knew that 100 Acre Hollows was going to be on the show today, it seemed like the whole week was really, I was engrossed in conservation and farmland and folks that are doing wonderful things for our community and for certainly for Brevard County in general and for our wildlife and all of the folks that are out there working really hard to make sure that our town and our city and our county stay the best it can possibly be, because we know we got a lot of people moving here. That's for sure.
We need to thrive.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So protecting our conservation areas is so important. And I know Sita and Dr. Begee are very, very instrumental in the community. I know Dr. Begee's got a fantastic farm out in the Lake Washington area that he talks about the animals and the plants and everything that he plants all the time. And he's such a great educator in general, just for us in the community, but also for all of his friends. He really gives us a great insight into making our lives better, you know, by making sure that our community and our county are the best that it possibly can be. And I believe we have Katrina Shattuck on the phone. She just called in. Hello, Katrina.
Hi, how are you doing?
We are wonderful. So in the studio, this is Ellen, by the way. Sita had some family stuff to take care of today. So it's great to have you call in. And I know we've had you on the show before. In the studio, we have Tom and Anita Unrath from 100 Acre Hollows, who also does a lot of conservation over here in the Brevard County area. And then we also have Allie Tamper with us, which is our resident guest,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I forget we're calling you. So, but thank you so much for calling in and really getting ready to share your great insight about Bear Warriors United.
Oh, okay, great.
So you are a Central Florida resident and lifelong?
Yes, second generation Seminole County native. My family moved to Seminole County in 1940 from Louisiana, and we're one of the three founding families in a little town called Chilliota. So my roots run very deep. I have a lot of heartfelt pride in Seminole County and in the nature and the forest of Seminole County, because I played in these areas as a child. And I'm fighting really hard to protect these forested areas so my son and my son's children can also have those green spaces that I had growing up.
That's wonderful. And you know, it's like not many of us realize how many black bears are in Central Florida. And I think we've seen it most recently because people get enraged about them coming into their neighborhoods. And the fact that your success has been so great, and from an education standpoint of letting people know about the habitats for black bears, and certainly what's happening here in Florida, because the Florida black bear is not necessarily a seen entity around.
Right, that's true. Florida black bears are typically very timid. They don't like being around people. They are terrified of dogs. So the reason why we see them is because we are allowing our local politicians and developers to, you know, at a very unsustainable rate, deforest our green spaces. There's so much deforestation happening that black bears are being pushed out. Not only are they, you know, losing their home, their trees, and they're losing their food sources. We have so many natural food sources that provide a wonderful, healthy diet for bears, like acorns, salt palmetto berries. And, you know, when they lose their home and their food source, this is why we're seeing them come into these new sprawl developments. These houses have replaced the trees where the bears used to live. The houses have replaced the food sources. And what the bears end up doing is going into trash cans, which, one, it's illegal to attract a bear with unsecured trash, but it's also deadly for the bears. And imagine all of the junk and toxic stuff we throw away in our trash cans.
I was just going to say, the processed food's not good for us. I can't imagine that it's not good for the bears
exactly.
either.
Exactly. You know, we may like to eat pizza every day, but, you know, when the bears get into it. But not only is junk food bad, the plastic bags. Bears have died from ingesting plastic bags, and they have also died from getting those big, I don't know if you've seen them, the big cheese ball plastic buckets. They get those caught around their heads, and they basically starve to death and dehydrate. So our trash is so unhealthy for bears. We, you know, Bear Warriors United, we have dedicated ourselves to helping everyone learn about the dangers of their unsecured trash, and then helping everyone secure their trash at no cost to them, because we don't want people to resent the bears for making them pay, you know, $500 for a bear-proof trash can. These trash cans are very expensive, and this is why we hand make our bear straps that retrofit onto existing trash cans. And it's not only saved countless bear lives, it has saved governments and residents over $1.5 million by not having to buy the expensive bear-proof trash cans. We wish everyone had a bear-proof trash can, but that's not a reality. So we are here to help people peacefully and responsibly coexist with our beloved black bears. And we want to do that with anyone that needs help. You know, a lot of people are financially stressed. That's why we give these out for free. And we want this to be a feel-good educational program that results in people not getting fined for breaking the law and attracting bears out of the woods. And for, you know, not, I'm sure people would feel bad if they knew their trash killed a Florida black bear. We have so few of them left. We need to really make a concerted effort to save their lives and make sure they don't get on the brink of extinction like they were before a couple decades ago.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I remember them hitting that extinction list at one point. And for our listeners that are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends here on 1510 WWBC, I want to let you know that Katrina Shaddix ran for Seminole County Commission in 2018. She was narrowly defeated, but she got a lot of votes. It, you know, like number in this case, you not winning was probably the best thing because you got to devote a little bit more time, or a lot more time, certainly, to this. But you, your experience, you're really addressing these crises that are in Florida. So what are, you know, other than the deforestation of the urban areas that we were talking about, what are some of the other things that you're involved with? Because I'm sure that it's kind of peripheral for the bear conservation anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. So with the increased amount of human population that, you know, they are committing these acts of deforestation for, we're putting very inferiorly built apartments in places of forest and these sprawl neighborhoods that are filled with McMansions. So the rate of deforestation is awful. But to compound that, there are over 350 bears killed every single year on Florida roads because they are, again, being displaced, pushed out of their wooded homes onto our highways, which, as we know, which as we experience every day during rush hour, are overcrowded, are traffic jammed, and we have some really, really bad drivers in Central Florida. I've driven all over the world, and Central Florida is ranked number one on my list for worst drivers.
Well, all the ones from the other states move here. All the bad drivers from the other states move here. That's how that happens. Yeah. Just it's been a research I've done for a while.
And that's deadly. But you know, not only did I run for county commissioner in 2018, I did in 2020 and 2022 as well. And it's to try to stop the cycle and bring attention to the fact that our city and county commissioners are taking money from developers, and they are in turn voting to change the zoning on our wooded areas, on our pastures, on our ag lands, and change them into urban areas. So, you know, when you can try to, you know, make a change at the local level, I would encourage everyone to run for office at least once at the local level, because all we see on social media is people mad about this development going in right behind their house where they had a beautiful wooded area.
And you had a really great successful bill passed in 2020 through Governor DeSantis, correct?
I did, yes. I worked with Representative David Smith. He has been absolutely amazing. And I had a bill idea. He took it. He got it passed unanimously. It was to raise the fines and penalties for killing Florida black bears, because at that time, I went to several court hearings for people killing bears. And one guy admitted to killing 5 Florida black bears, and he was going to get a $100 ticket. And there was just no discouragement to kill our Florida black bears. It was cheaper to kill a Florida black bear illegally than it was to buy a hunting license to kill a Florida black bear. So, you know, we put an end to that, and, you know, that has been another step. But one of the things we're also proud of is we are working on restoring wildlife habitat and planting bear food plants, like, you know, the
berries,
acorn, salt palmetto berries, but also, they have beauty berries. There's so many natural sources that we planted a ton of blueberry plants, native blueberry plants, in a very poor African-American neighborhood in Seminole County that had been surrounded by sprawl development. All of their woods had been destroyed, and they had a family of bears, and this family lived in a very small wooded area at the back of the neighborhood. Well, Bear Warriors United, we spent over $15,000. We purchased bear-proof trash cans for everyone in the neighborhood. And then we planted dozens and dozens of blueberry plants. And guess what? They never saw the bear family again in their yards eating their trash, because one, they secured their trash, and two, the bears now had blueberry plants to eat in the woods. So we want to keep the bears in the woods and out of sight. And so far, we've been successful. We're also working on restoring wildlife habitat and rewilding 200 acres, which has been way more quicker than we thought. We thought it was going to take 2 years to do this. We're already seeing amazing results in about 6 months.
And this was the same area that you got the 1,300 acres purchased by the state, right?
Oh, no, that was actually an incredible win for us. We sued Seminole County to stop a development. Not only did we stop that development, We got the state to buy over 1,300 acres in Seminole County to buy for the Florida Forever, the land conservation program that they have. And they went a step further and added it to the Little Big Econ State Forest. So that's a whole other ecosystem that we were able to save. And it's a pretty, you know, incredible win for us. This is a legacy win for us, for the people of Seminole County who stood up with Bear Warriors United to oppose what was going on. So we're excited about that. This other 200 acres is a little bit north, and it was completely decimated by canned hunting. We had people that would bring in animals and breed animals just to kill them, and they used pesticides, herbicides. They had heavy machinery, oil and gas spilled on it, and we have turned this in 6 months into wildlife habitat for foxes, coyotes, raccoons, possums, hawks, owls, squirrels, and we've also created just millions of pollinator plants. We have so many butterflies and bees here now, and yay, this place was just barren.
Anita's smiling. Anita's, we were just talking about Anita and the 100-acre hollow butterfly area that she was planting. Oh. So we were just talking about that. So that's awesome. Tell us a little bit about, tell our listeners here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends a little bit about some of the other current lawsuits that are going on for environmental protection, and then certainly you talked already about the illegal passing of the development order, right? That was that other piece about the 300 houses?
Yes.
That you stopped, right? But what are some of the other environmental things that are going on right now, current lawsuits that you're involved in?
So Bear Warriors United is the plaintiff on, oh my goodness, I'm almost going to lose count, 7 lawsuits maybe? So. Yeah. We just wrapped up the lawsuit against Seminole County to stop that development of 300 homes in the rural boundary. And right now we just got a really good recent win from a judge decided against, he ruled against the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, who Bear Warriors United is suing for the pollution of the Northern Indian River Lagoon with human sewage. And that's what led to the mass manatee mortality event where they starved to death because the sewage blocked out the light, created a an alga bloom which blocked out the light. The seagrass disappeared, which meant the manatees had nothing to eat in Northern Indian River Lagoon. They starved to death. So we in turn sued the Florida Department of Environmental Protection because they issue the permits that allow the sewage pollution and allow the overdevelopment that led to the and manatees. So the judge ruled recently. We were happily shocked. He ruled that they're not going to dismiss the case like the DEP wanted. We do go to court on that one in December. If the judge does not rule on the summary judgment. So the next lawsuit after that will be against the town of Palm Beach for violating the Endangered Species Act for harming, taking, which means killing, maiming, harassing sea turtles. They have some really bad issues going on in the town of Palm Beach. They have huge tractors driving over nests. They have dogs that are eating the hatchlings and sea turtle eggs and attacking mother sea turtles. So that's our next one. We will also at some point sue the FWC to get traps banned. And traps are those, you know, the steel jaw traps, the wire strangulation snares that kill our wildlife and our pets. And,
so you have a team of like, 50 or 80 people doing this? This is so much work.
I'm a Gemini, so I'm multiple personalities, you know what I'm saying? I'm in 20 different places at once. I have an excellent legal team. My lawyers, one of them works pro bono, and, you know, she got to the point when I would call her in the morning. She was like, Katrina, who do you want to sue now? I'm only one person.
But you're doing all of this, and for all of our listeners listening to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, you're listening to somebody that's very passionate and loves our state and also loves the wildlife and the conservation that's going on in our state. And whenever we can support, you know, certainly here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, but I know all of our friends and all of our groups of people that we kind of engage with are all involved and want to be involved in what you're doing. So tell us a little bit about your website and how people can get involved and support you in ways that maybe you hadn't even thought of yet.
Yeah, right. That would be awesome. We always have things for people to volunteer on, whether it's, you know, going into our state parks or, you know, volunteering at our wildlife sanctuary where we are getting rid of invasive plants and, you know, making sure the wildlife here on the property has water. There's so many things to do. There's even research you can do at home in your kitchen. But really important right now, the immediate need is for people to know to vote no on Amendment 2. This is a it's a Trojan horse. It's going to decimate our wildlife populations, and it's going to reverse the good work that Florida Fish and Wildlife has done to manage our black bears in a very humane and respectful way. Right now, we manage them by educating people to secure their trash. And this amendment, if passed, would manage bears with a hunt every year, which is not needed. We only have 4,000 bears left in the state. 350 get killed every year by just cars alone. That doesn't count for poaching, illegal kills, and other methods of death, deforestation. So we need everyone to vote no on Amendment 2. If they need more information, feel free to reach out to me on my cell phone, 407-702-3576, or at my email, bearwarriorsunited@gmail.com, and I would be happy to go over all of the bad aspects of this very bad amendment.
And I believe you have a website as well? Because I know you're pretty, social media is pretty good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my Facebook page is actually the place of action more than the actual website, but I think it's bwunited.com. And I'm not a techie. I can work my Facebook page very well, but I let someone else do the website.
As I tell people all the time, you can't be good at everything.
Right?
You have to pick things.
I let the experts do what they're expert at, and techie website stuff is not what I excel in. So, like I said, feel free to reach out to me directly. I'm happy to. I would love to have volunteers and people supporting our wildlife in Florida and keeping them alive and, you know, not going extinct as we've seen, you know, in the past. So we want to get Florida wildlife on the right track, and that means being an educated voter.
So one of the things that you said had sent to me, and I'm sure is on your website, I know it's on your Facebook page because I've seen it, you've got a Got Bears, I Can Help. So why don't you give us a few pointers here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Avoid attracting bears was one of them. And if you see a bear, what you should do. So the first point, avoid attracting bears. What should our citizens know about the bear population? And by the way, it's not just in Orlando. Like, we're going to start seeing, you know, more wildlife is going to start hitting the coast here pretty soon as well. So if you haven't currently seen wildlife that you've not really become encountered with before, that this is going to be starting to happen. So what can we do about avoid attracting bears?
Sure. Yeah. So the first thing is to secure trash. That's the number one thing people can do to avoid attracting bears. And we have seen success in many Central Florida neighborhoods. By the way, Volusia is number two in bear sightings and bear and trash. I send a lot of free straps to Volusia. And then North Brevard County is actually going to start seeing more bears being displaced. The more development we see, the more bears we're going to see. So we need to keep that in mind. Like I said, secure trash. Here's the nifty thing not many people know. It's illegal, and you can get fined for not securing your trash. It's a Florida law. But we don't want people getting fined and being resentful against the bears. We want to help people secure their trash. Two is remove bird feeders at night. You can put them out in the morning and then just bring them in right before sundown. You can still feed the birds during the day and just bring it back. The bears love the sunflower seeds. They're very high in calories. And during this time of year, bears are going through hyperphagia. So their caloric intake needed goes from 5,000 calories a day to 20,000 calories a day. And they do this to prepare for, it's topor. It's like Florida's version of hibernation. Yeah, they just get a little bit lazier, less active, but they need these extra calories. And the moms need the calories because right now a lot of them are pregnant.
Babies.
And if they don't consume enough calories, they spontaneously abort those adorable little baby cubs. So we want to make sure the moms are eating healthy. So secure their trash and plant native food plants in the woods where you want the bears to be. That helps keep them in the woods and out of the neighborhoods.
And you had mentioned those before, saw palmetto berries. So yes, what are some of those plants?
So the salt palmettos and acorns are what they're eating right now. Sometimes we have a bumper crop of acorns, which is great. And a lot of times we have salt palmetto berry poachers. And these people go and illegally pick salt palmetto berries, which take food away not only from bears, but from 100 other species of wildlife. So if you see cars parked along the road, people coming out of the woods with big burlap sacks, these are people that are illegally picking berries. Contact your county sheriff or the FWC right away so they can take care of that. During the spring, you know, your normal berries, your blueberries. Actually, we have beauty berries right now and blueberries in the spring. So sunflower seeds are great. If you plant sunflowers, they love bananas. A lot of people have banana trees, and there I've seen banana trees growing in the woods. They love bananas.
Yes.
But just we try to stick to the native plants. But you know, we do have a lot of people moving here that don't know that it's not really good to plant non-native plants. I know non-native plants are beautiful. I do have a few myself, but I've actually gone and planted watermelon plants. They're native to Florida. Yeah. And I have on the property where we have our wildlife sanctuary and we're restoring wildlife habitat, I've planted a ton of watermelon, and I actually have 30 watermelon right now, just about to be ripe. We also have Florida pumpkins that we can grow for wildlife.
So just keep in mind that all of our listeners out there, it is illegal to feed, harm, or kill bears in Florida. However, you can plant you can plant food away from where you want the bears to be. Like if you want them obviously in the woods someplace else to be safer, you can certainly do that, but you can't do the other thing. So if you see a bear, I mean, I've watched enough survival episodes to know that some of the tips that you're about to give, but if you happen to see a bear, what should our listeners know?
Okay, first of all, let me clarify, when you plant these native plants in the woods, that's called restoring wildlife habitat. You're planting plants for wildlife to eat, and there's nothing wrong or illegal with that. So just keep it in the woods where you want the bears.
With our last 2 minutes, if you see a bear.
We're really lucky in Florida that we have Florida black bears. They are the most timid of all the bear species. And normally, like I've walked in the woods, I couldn't even get close to a bear. He saw me from 50 feet away, and he took off running. But if you have a bear that does not take off running at the instant sight of you, you just, for Florida black bears, you just be big. You just stand there, put your hands in the air, you yell. But I'm telling you, most of the time, they're going to run from you before you even get a chance to do that. For people who have bears coming into their neighborhood, you can honk your horn if you're in the car and you're
so
you
any big noise
yard. And you have a bear in your yard, honk the horn and they'll leave. You can also, you know, hit the glass. 9 times out of 10, a bear's just going to mosey through your yard and it's really not a big deal. I want to tell a story about when I was hiking in West Virginia.
It's got to be a quick one.
Okay.
We got to get to
a bear. I actually enticed him to run after me to see if it was true about bears will chase you. And sure enough, he started chasing me. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm in the mountains by myself. How am I going to do this? So I stopped. I put my hands in the air, and he stopped and turned around and ran. That's how easy it was to get a bear away from you.
So they truly are, like, all bark and no bite. In a lot of ways,
they don't
even
bark.
Yeah.
They don't even bark or growl. They do a bluff charge, and bluff charge is very good bear behavior. That's when they bluff charge you to let you know they're uncomfortable with your presence.
There you go. So please call, text, or email. You'll receive a bear care package, which includes peacefully coexisting with bears, this great brochure, bear whistle, and 4 bear straps to retrofit your trash cans. Katrina, thank you so much for calling in and giving us this great education on Bear Warrior Project. And we will support you here with Viewpoint with Sita and Friends as much as we possibly can through our social media channels and certainly through education. And we are going to stop for a quick minute and listen to our sponsors. We'll be right back with 100 Acre Hollows right after these messages.
All right. Thank y'all. Have a good day.
Featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at Cloud9, that's Cloud number 9, furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture.
Are you longing for a taste of Louisiana? Lizette's Cajun Bistro is the place to be. They offer Cajun and Creole staples as well as American, vegan, and vegetarian options. The restaurant is located at 2447 North Wickham Road, Unit 146. All menu items are prepared daily from scratch and made to order. Dine in or take out as well as outside seating. Live music on selected weekends. So the next time you have a taste for Louisiana, stop by Lizette's Cajun Bistro, 2447 North Wickham Road.
Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads. 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000. Or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own. At St. Francis Reflections Hospice, we consider it a privilege to care for you wherever your home may be. We put our hands, hearts, and skills into providing high-quality hospice care in your home. To learn more about how we reflect life, love, and compassion, visit www.reflectionslsc.org.
Welcome back. I have no idea where I am right now. Viewpoint with Sita and friends here in sunny Cocoa, Florida on 1510 WWBC, 94.7, 99.9, and 100.7 here in lovely Cocoa, Florida. We had a great first segment with Katrina, who is the CEO and founder of Bear Warriors, located in Orlando and Seminole County specifically. And what a great education that she gave us on not just the Black Bears in Florida, but all of the things that her organization is doing to support wildlife and sustainability here in our county, not, you know, certainly not just in our county, but Seminole County, Brevard County, and certainly in the state of Florida. If you go to her Facebook page, you'll see all of the great things that she's doing from a political standpoint of making sure that we have laws and things in effect to protect us and certainly protect our wildlife here in the state of Florida. And of course, our second segment is another fantastic group, two people that started with a fantastic mission of 100 Acre Hollows. Tom Unrath is a retired Lutheran pastor. He served 22 years as a chaplain in the United States Air Force with Patrick Air Force Base, was his last assignment. They started 100 Acre Hollows after citizens convinced the county commissioners not to sell the land in 2015, which we'll hear more about that. And his beautiful wife, Anita, is a retired French and Spanish teacher. She taught around the world at Tom's various bases where they were stationed in the Air Force. She's been the secretary of 100 Acre Hollows since it began, and she enjoys restoring the habitat and also is planting very, very cool native plants for the community. So I am so excited. You guys have been on the show before and talked about 100 Acre Hollows. So many new things are happening. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So tell us about how all of this started, because, again, citizens convinced you to buy some land, and it was something that just came to you right away.
Actually, it's interesting you used the term buy some land. Technically, 100 Acre Hollows, the property, is still owned by Brevard County. They were going to sell it, but they chose not to after a group of citizens convinced them to not do that. They then agreed to make a lease, and we are the caretakers of that lease, and thus the caretakers of the property. Our mission is to, according to the lease, take care of the environment and do education about that. So that's our primary purpose.
And it's a nonprofit organization. You have HAH, yeah?
And
so tell us about the property.
Well,
it's obviously 100 acres. I'm assuming,
well, actually,
right?
114
okay,
acres.
There you go.
It is a former set of rapid infiltration basins for a water treatment plant that is in the Sun Tree area of the Brevard County. When it was discovered that as Brevard County was developing as quickly as it was.
Especially that area.
Yeah.
That went up so quick.
The water treatment plant became recognized as being too small. And so they created a new one. And this became unused for that purpose.
And obviously in Sun Tree, but what's the location where people can actually go and visit and see?
The address is 1170 Rock Springs Road. It's if you go there, you'll see what appears to be a vacant lot between two other houses. At the back of that lot is the entrance to 100 Acre Hollows. We have it open on Sunday evenings, roughly 2 hours before sunset each week. And, of course, that changes with the time.
Weather and, yeah.
Yeah. So, and you say weather. Yeah. There are some days where we're not open. We don't want people to get zapped by lightning. So we tend to try and be safe in that regard.
So what kind of species of animals and wildlife are on the property?
Well, there are a lot of gopher tortoises. That's what caught a lot of people's attention early on. We have done gopher tortoise burrow surveys every couple years since 2020. And let Anita talk more about the specifics of what we've found with that.
In 2020, there were 406 active gopher tortoise burrows. 2022, there were 467. And this year, in January 2024, 481 active burrows. Ooh. Over 600 burrows. And we determine active if there are footprints, if they're open, if it obviously has the moon shape and looks like it's not overgrown with weeds. So we have.
Are gopher tortoises like sea turtles, where their life span is like hundreds of years?
Yes, we have some tortoises that are over 50 centimeters long. We have a permit from FWC to measure the burrows, and some little tiny ones, the little tiny tortoises are yellow and brown, and the big ones, well, some of them are very big. And the tortoise burrow, the width of the burrow, the tortoise has to be able to turn around in it. So we have measured the burrows as well as geolocated them three times now. And just recently we had some students from Florida Institute of Technology out with a new course called Field Ecology. And Dr. Bush brought groups of students out to 100 Acre Hollows to do a tract survey. They measured 60 meters and then 3 meters either side of that, how many burrows they saw, and then they kind of extrapolated how many burrows there might be on this property. The interesting thing is, as Tom said, it's rapid infiltration basins. So there are six basins out there. Now, after Milton last week dumped quite a bit of rain here, there's water in those basins. They're normally dry because it's sandy soil, and the water percolates down to the aquifer, helps replenish the aquifer. But right now, with all the water in the basins, there are waterfowl out there and wading birds. So that's always interesting to see that. But the berms around the top, we have mowed so that people can enjoy a 1.8-mile walk around the top, or they can walk around one basin or two basins instead of all six and have a shorter walk. But over the course of time since 2015, the basins themselves have not been mowed. And we have 30-foot slash pine trees. We have lots of saw palmettos. Katrina in the last section was talking about that. We have a lot of cabbage palms, and the native plants are coming back. So we are also trying to protect the wildlife that lives there, restore the habitat, and engage the public.
And by you've got deer out there. You've got
bobcats. We've got deer and bobcats, lots of bobcats. We've had at least two bobcat families in the last two summers with three kits. Just the other day, we had a bobcat in our yard. We live right next to 100 Acre Hollows on the northeast side. So the bobcats are all over the Suntree area and really all over our county, and they need a place to live too, as well as the deer, the white-tailed deer that are out there, and then you've got all the commensal species. Now, the importance of gopher tortoises, they are a keystone species. Without them, the other animals that depend on them are going to die. By law, tortoises would have to be relocated if a site is to be developed, but all the other little five-line skinks and lizards and bugs and rabbits and armadillos and raccoons that live in the burrows, they just die.
Another threatened species called a gopher frog that lives particularly in gopher tortoise burrows. And you had asked about the tortoise burrows. Anita was talking about the basins being full of water. The gopher tortoises like this area because, as she said, it's sandy around the top. Makes it easier for them to dig, and that way they can stay out of the water. Their burrows can be quite long and relatively deep, so it gives them a good place to dig and to live. Of course, digging is about all that is to do for a gopher tortoise.
I was just going to say, the day in the life of a gopher tortoise is basically digging.
They gopher dig, tortoises right? don't like water like you would think another kind of turtle might, right?
That is correct.
And that was news to me some years ago. So
yeah.
If you find a gopher tortoise,
don't try to put it in the water.
Don't try to put it in your lake. And actually, they're territorial, so don't try to move them.
Really,
you know, they are. If you see one crossing the road, you're allowed to pick it up and put it in the direction it was going. Don't put it back where it came from, or it'll just go out in the road again.
Try it again.
Right, exactly. So what are some of the things that help you accomplish your mission? You know, the mission of conservation, the mission of education, the mission of, you know, making sure that we're keeping our aquifers and our lakes and our, you know, everything. Because everything, I've learned too over my, you know, X amount of years on this earth, that everything relies on something else, right? So everything is, there's a function for everything and for every species that's out there. So what are some of the things that are helping you accomplish this mission?
Well, first of all, it's not just Tom and I who are doing this. We have a board of 10 people, including a teenager, and they are awesome. They help us as well. And we meet once a month to do planning. We do appreciate volunteers who come and help us to try to get rid of invasive species. There are far too many Brazilian peppers out there. But we found a use for Brazilian pepper branches. Brevard Zoo is one of our partners, and we've done a lot of things with them recently. The giraffes and goats and other animals like to eat the Brazilian pepper leaves. So the zookeepers are coming out to 100 Acre Hollows and helping us restore habitat by cutting many branches for those animals.
Fabulous.
We are thrilled, and they also have animals that eat the muscadine vines that are trying to take over our county. Now, muscadine vines are native, but they are also very aggressive.
Very aggressive. So
they're all over the trees if you look up and as you're driving along. So we have help from the zoo. The zoo also brings out groups, and we've had homeschool groups the last couple of years, as well as family groups who have come out. So Tom mentioned we're open every Sunday, but we're also open by appointment. Yeah. And so we enjoy having other groups come out. We've had groups come out and have meetings there. We have picnic tables. And that's thanks to a Gannett grant, Yay Florida Today and the Gannett Foundation. We were able to buy two recycled plastic picnic tables and four benches that are around the property. We've had Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts do projects out there. And we have Boy Scout, Eagle Scout benches. We have Girl Scout bat houses. We have Girl Scout signs. And so it's an opportunity for students to do projects like that. Students can also volunteer with us and earn their Bright Futures hours, their volunteer hours that they need to get a scholarship for college. And we've also had students from Eastern Florida that had a course that had a requirement of doing some community service hours. So we've had that kind of student come out and volunteer with us as well.
And what a great way to volunteer, to be out in nature, not just in, you know, just in Florida necessarily, but certainly to learn about our community and learn about the things that we can do, because the Indian River Lagoon is all affected by this as well. You know, if you're out there by anywhere in Florida right now, but anywhere in Brevard County, it seems like all of the runoff and all of the things that are happening, you know, affect the Indian River Lagoon quite a bit. And I know you're both involved in that as well, that part of the
Absolutely.
Conservation.
When you were talking earlier about the basins being full, and it's kind of fun to watch the wading birds and waterfowl out there. What that means is all of that water didn't go into the Indian River Lagoon. Instead, it's being absorbed back into the aquifer. And so by keeping 100 Acre Hollows as a more or less wild space, it helps to keep the Indian River Lagoon cleaner so that the runoff that might have been from something else doesn't get into the river. And we're very happy about that. Not just to make the wildlife happy by providing a space for them, but helping to keep the environment a little better.
Well, 114 acres is a lot of land of conservation that helps. I mean, that's a big, you know, if you talk about a dent, right, putting a big dent in something, that's certainly putting a big dent in that conservation and the ability to be able to keep the lagoon clean, because a lot of people are working on that as well.
Right.
A lot of organizations are working on trying to figure that out.
Right. And with all the construction, every time there's a new road built or a new house built, that water runs into the surrounding areas. So there are four communities that surround 100 Acre Hollows. On the west side is a wetlands over toward Murrell Road. You asked where it's located. So south of Vieira Boulevard, east of Murrell, west of US 1, or specifically Pinehurst, and north of Wickham Road. It is hidden in Sun Tree.
It
amongst
is hidden, yes.
Capron Ridge on the north, the Springs of Sun Tree on the northeast, Mandarin Lakes, and Devon's Glen. And it's a wonderful area, but it's sort of like a secret garden, but that name was already taken.
And please notice, it is 100 Acre Hollows. Many people want to say 100 Acre Woods, but we don't want to fight with Disney.
Right. And Hollows. It was actually named, some of our original partners were some teachers in Brevard County. They called themselves the Space Coast Eco Geeks. And during that first year, after we stopped the sale and before we formed our nonprofit in 2016, the Eco Geeks had cameras on the burrows. And so they helped us document all the different wildlife that lives there, or many of them.
Truly a community project.
And they named it 100 Acre Hollows in a presentation, and the name stuck. It wasn't taken, so we had to quick form a nonprofit to have our lease, and the name 100 Acre Hollows stuck. So we also have partners with, as far as education, a group called the Space Coast Science Education Alliance. This is a wonderful group of science educators and nonprofits like, well, Brevard Zoo again, and Florida Solar Center, Keep Brevard Beautiful. Brevard County Natural Resources has a representative that goes to these meetings, and we meet once a month and try to coordinate things about science education and how the students can be helped in our local school district. And there are three big events that SCSEA has during the year. One is in the fall, they honor exemplary science teachers in Brevard County, and they give them a monetary award and a cool trophy and have a special dinner to honor usually 4 to 8 science teachers in Brevard County to encourage them that what they're doing is incredibly important. The last Saturday in September, we have had a event called Research Rules, and that event teaches upper elementary and middle schoolers how to do a science project. So is it the rules of research, or is it yay, research rules? It's actually both. And that's a wonderful morning. And we had a table at that event talking about 100 Acre Hollows and things that we could do with students. And there were other organizations, like there was a representative from the Melbourne Weather Bureau, NOAA representative, who was there, and other organizations. So we're encouraging kids, science education is important, and this is how you do a research project. And then in the spring at the Solar Center, there's another event called Middle School Science Bowl. So 100 Acre Hollows is involved with SCSEA, and we're doing great things for science education in our county.
That's amazing. So how do you get, I mean, you're obviously, first of all, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, thank you all so much for tuning in. We have with us today Tom and Anita Unrath with 100 Acre Hollows, and they're educating us about the conservation and the great things that they're doing out there with their partners here in Brevard County. So how do you get the funds for the organization? Because obviously it's not cheap to run
right.
Well, something like this, especially when there's not a whole lot of...
Right in the very beginning, there's this organization called the California Tortoise and Turtle Club. I had never heard of them, and we got a check for $250 in the mail from them.
Oh, wow.
And it was, thank you for what you're doing for the Chelonian world. Have you ever heard the word Chelonian?
Never. Nope.
It's turtle and tortoise world. I had to look it up. I thought, what the heck is this?
Thought so for the day.
Sometimes people give us donor-advised funds. It's usually small donations. We suggest, if you want to become a member, $25 for a family, $15 for an individual, $10 for a student or teacher. So we'll occasionally get a check in the mail for that.
And you have a website that people can donate?
We have a website, 100acrehollows.org, 100, H-U-N-D-R-E-D, acrehollows with an S, .org. And you can donate online. You could send a check to 1170 Ida Way, I-D-A Way, Melbourne, 32940.
Don't send it to the Rock Springs address.
It'll
just wind up in the grass.
It's a vacant lot. So we tell tell people 1170 Rock Springs Drive, because if you put it in your GPS, that works. But that is an empty lot between 1160 and 1180 Rock Springs Drive, actually. That's not the mailing address. So we are also members of the Gopher Tortoise Council, and just recently we got a grant from the Gopher Tortoise Council for educational materials that we can put out at tabling events. The Gopher Tortoise Council is made up of a lot of people who are much smarter than this retired foreign language teacher. Everything I've learned in science has been like since 2015, because I'm all in on native plants, butterflies, bees, tortoises, and all the different animals that live there. So I'm learning. My science learning curve was very steep. But anyway.
Rewarding, though, right?
Yep.
And seeing not just the beauty of something like this is the fact that you can get educated about it, but then you can actually go out and see and feel it and be part of it. And it just increases the experience for everyone. So if, you know, once again, if in our listening audience here, if you have not experienced 100 Acre Hollows, you want to make sure that you get this information. We'll certainly share it on all of our social medias and website so that that way you can be a part of it and you can share in this experience, like the experience that Tom and Anita have created with all of the volunteers and all of the partner organizations that have really done a great job for this.
So if you'd like to volunteer with us by helping to get rid of invasive species or help us when we open the gate for the public, we want to welcome people as they come out. And we're sorry, but pets aren't allowed because FWC told us that dogs are harmful often to gopher tortoises. And your pet may have been vaccinated, but none of the animals that live in this wild area have been vaccinated. So we say there aren't pets allowed. But if you would like to come and help us in the gardens, help us get rid of invasive species, help donate, if your children want to earn Bright Futures hours, we'd love to work with you. And we really appreciate this time with you guys because engaging the public is something that we really hope to do. We thank Florida Today, Vera Voice, and Hometown News that have recently had articles about us. And sometimes they publicize when we're open.
And I'll make sure that I share that when we share the post about today, about the show today, and certainly have the broadcast available as well. You had mentioned that you open up for different events, for organizations that want to come out. And is there a phone number that people could call?
Yes, 321-757-3637.
And it is so important, once again, us in Brevard County and in our listening audience, we go from really South Volusia to almost North St. Lucie County, or Martin County, I believe it is, St. Lucie County, maybe, but all the way over to Orlando. So make sure that you involve yourself. If you're not involved with 100 Acre Hollows here in Brevard County, certainly make sure that you get involved in the conservation in your area because it is so important. And again, most people that get into doing this are not doing it because of some money that you think you're going to get. It's certainly out of the heart and the passion that we have for our community as well as for all of the things sustainable that make us who we are. And I think you had a fantastic quote from Margaret Mead that I think is a great way to close out the show today. Here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And once again, thank you, Tom and Anita, and certainly Allie for joining us today and making sure that we had a great show. But what is that quote from Margaret Mead that all of us should have burned on our something?
Yeah, it's something that everybody should think about. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has.
Amen. Amen. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, another fantastic episode. Sita, we thank you for giving us the opportunity of the responsible voice and making sure that we educate people here in Brevard County. Once again, folks, tune in each and every Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, 1510 WWBC.